Shabbat Shalom. Gemar Chatima Tovo. Tova. This means, may you be sealed for a good year in the book of life. This is a greeting common in Israel. It's about the journey. Because I have knowledge of good and evil, I will die. I now have choices, free will, and knowing good from evil. We're celebrating or going through Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, and this is found in Leviticus 16. If you recall back when we were going through Leviticus each week, we went through all the chapters that Leviticus pretty much sets up the purification laws, if you would, with the sacrifices, the rituals, the purity laws. When the temple was built, remember at the beginning of Leviticus, Moses couldn't even go into the tabernacle. It was too intense. They couldn't even approach the area because it was so intense. And they began the process of offering up for sins. And it's interesting how the Day of Atonement here is put right here about in the center of Leviticus. All the rituals and offerings to start cleansing the Israelites, and then the ordaining the priest, Aaron, and his sons to serve, to be able to even begin to enter in. And then the purity laws to become clean. Let's go back here a little ways. We recall in Genesis that after the falling away, it said, see, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. In a way, this might look kind of gosh, you're kicked out. But actually, I feel that it was for their protection. I mean, once they took from this forbidden tree, entering into the presence of the Lord, they would die. And so the Lord is more or less saying, you can't be around me anymore. Just like, remember, Aaron's two sons thought they could just waltz right into the tabernacle. And immediately they were taken, died right there. So this is for our protection. But the Lord, as he watched the family continue to propagate, he sees some good hearts out there. Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And he sees that he can build a bridge with this family line. And so he begins building this bridge to give us a way of coming back to him. So there are 3 points that I really want to touch on, given, just a little bit of time. It's a pretty long service today. Yom Kippur, the atonement made once a year. It's about bringing the two goats and atoning for the sins of the Israelites. This was for the Israelites, it appears, but it's interesting as we look in Leviticus how much the foreigner was part of this. The word in Hebrew, which is usually translated as nations or foreigners, it's really not translated as Gentiles like we have in the New Testament. So foreigners were always accepted. And matter of fact, in Leviticus it says, any Israelite or any foreigner residing among you, then who offer a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the entrance to the tent of meeting to sacrifice it to the Lord must be cut off from the people. So all through the Torah, we see that the Lord is already building that relationship with the nations and the foreigners as well. So when we think about how Israel fell away, for example, the foreigners also fell away from the Lord through that time. So the next point that I wanted to point out, you'll find it, and it's the only place where it shows up, is this word, Azazel. It says here, Aaron shall present, you have the two goats, okay? And one of the goats will become the scapegoat. It's this one over here. And it's sent away into the wilderness to Azazel. This wasn't very clear because we don't see any place else until the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. And we find this name in there associated with a leader of the fallen angels. So not quite sure in what context, and I would love to spend more time in studying that and presenting it to you. But it was kind of like give to Azazel what belongs to Azazel and give to God what belongs to God. And then we have the other goat, which is the sacrifice for the sins of Israel. The sins, first of all, the sins were laid on the scapegoat, and that scapegoat was sent into the wilderness. But then there was the other lamb that was sacrificed for the sins. The blood was poured out. And the blood, it's interesting that the instructions is to sprinkle the blood seven times on the mercy seat and around the Ark of the Covenant. So sprinkling this blood was a symbol that Jewish people know. And it's interesting when we go to Peter that he uses this same term. Peter, he is truly a Jew who has lived his whole life according to the law and the rituals and is very familiar with this, and he chooses to use this term in his introduction to his first letter. Peter, an apostle to Jesus Christ, to the exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen and destined by God the Father and sanctified by the Spirit to obedience to Yeshua and to be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be yours in abundance. This is how he starts his letter. It's now our choice. And we have the atonement's been made. We get to choose all the people, our generation. The idea, turn away from evil. Trust God has removed your transgressions. As far as it is from the east, as it is to the west, he's removed those. That we might reach out our hands and also take from the tree of life and eat and live forever. The path is laid before us. God has built this bridge now, back from us to him, and we get to choose the better path. Psalms 103 says, he does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, he removes our transgressions. May you be sealed for a good year in the book of life. Shabbat Shalom.